This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here at the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-732-5563. I want you involved in the conversation. I want you to be engaged. I want you to do all the things you normally don't do, whether you want to do them or not. I need you involved. Not just me. The rest of us need you involved. You got an election coming up. What are you doing to make it better? What are you doing to make sure the right people? Now, again, some of you will send me an email going, stop yelling at me. I'm doing everything I can. I'm not yelling at you. If you're doing, then this is, you're fine. Then this is not for you. But seriously, what are you doing to make sure the right people get elected? What are you making sure, look, your friends don't need to be elected to office. The right person needs to be elected to office. If that includes your friend, great. But it's not something you should be doing just to do. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the whole thing. And I mean that sincerely. And you're going to hear a little while from David Fisher about where the economy's at, because we've been talking about it for years. We've been talking about how the economy's got to reset at some point in time. That these numbers are not the best. They're not. And again, I'm not talking doom and gloom here. I'm just talking some reality as to what's going on. You need to be ready to move quickly, if you would. And I don't mean move out of your house. I mean move your money, move your circumstances, move whatever it is. And again, I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with me here on the air. So this one is sick in so many ways. The college graduation ceremony found itself, they were booing. Trump supporters were booed at a college ceremony, at a college graduation. So what does that mean? You know, I was talking to somebody today, a good Democrat friend. And I said, the problem with your side, your team, your group is this. They are hovering like vultures over what they believe to be a dead body or almost dead body. And every time it moves, it irritates them. And they pounce on it. And you look like fools because last week, when Trump sent that letter to Kim Jong-un that he wasn't going to have the summit anymore, what they did was he gave them a reason to jump all over them. Well, he didn't give them a reason. They found a reason to jump all over them. For them to jump all over Trump. And now they have to backtrack some of that stuff. Because it was over. The letter made it happen. Remember what Pelosi said about giggling and all that stuff? It's just a joke. But they can't wait to get to it. They can't wait to do it. And they're going to do this with everything, which is why when it comes up to Election Day, even a lot of the Democrats are sick and tired of all the garbage from, it's just a hate fest. Every time Trump does something that appears to be wrong, it's like you're throwing fresh meat into a piranha tank. That's what it looks like when they jump all over it. Anyway, just bear that in mind when you're dealing with these people. And I told her that. She agreed with me. She said, you're right. We don't have a message. We might have a message. She didn't know what it was. Because they're not putting it out there. All they're putting out there is that Trump is terrible. He's bad. He's nasty. He's hateful. I suppose Al Sharpton is a peach, right? Jesse Jackson's a loving man to his wife, right? Where's the Me Too movement there for him? It was supposed to be a celebration of a four-year college journey for conservative writer and activist Casey Dillon was soured by the group of hecklers who booed her at Mount Holyoke College commencement. Now, I am sure that staff was all over that, right? That the administration jumped over there and told people to knock it off. That's not what the day was about, right? Dillon described how a group of 15 to 20 students proceeded to boo her as she stepped forward to receive her diploma. She said, it's a very special school. It's a very small school. So most of the students knew what my political ideology was. So she said during graduation, as she's watching all the commencement speakers, there's students already heckling her at that point and just saying rude things to her. And you know, an undertone kind of thing. As speakers are speaking, it goes directly against what her ideology is, and then they're making fun of her. Now, Dillon said she wasn't expecting to get booed. But by doing so, the students kind of proved what I've been saying for 4 years, which is what I say on the show all the time. When people write about me, and they write about me on Facebook and that kind of thing, I say, look, this proves exactly what I was saying. That you guys don't want equality. You don't want nice. You want to attack on a regular basis. You want to make sure that you get that first punch in or whatever it is. I don't know. Maybe it's just, hey, that is fine. It definitely isn't love Trump's hate. That's for sure. Anyway, she goes on to say that for 4 years, she's been telling them that civil discourse is not going well on college campuses. And that's because the left and the right aren't communicating, because the left has demonized everyone on the right. Everything that we do, when you're on the left, everything we do is bad. Dillon was very clear to the point to point out that not all of her class was rude to her, and that the radical leftists are not huge numbers, but they're really loud. True. Very true statement. The loons on the left, like the loons on the right, are very loud people. Dillon told the listeners while she was on the Todd Stearns radio show that during the commencement, students began tweeting at her and criticizing her for clapping for commencement speakers. Right? Even clapping for something Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said. That's terrible. Disgusting, isn't it? Because we can agree. We can pick out things we agree with, although I don't know what you agree with Nancy Pelosi. Anyway, we'll talk about your money on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail. voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Funds money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't care what they say, there are no free rides. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's just get to it, because, you know, the reality is, I bring the experts on. David has been, he's hit it so many times over the last year. You need to pay attention, you need to take notes and get it. David Fisher from Landmark Capital. All right, here we go. You know, our financial update, if you would. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always have a good time when David's on. I know you guys are kind of tired of hearing it, but the reality is I love the fact that he speaks English when it comes to finance. I get what he says. And if you don't, maybe you need to get a dictionary out, but he doesn't use words that big. David Fisher, thanks for being with me today.
You're very welcome, Joe. I know I didn't speak Chinese last time, even though we were talking about what's going on with China and the United States. we'll probably talk about a little bit what's going on with Italy, so I won't speak Italian. I'll always be English.
I got to tell you something, David. Because of what I've learned with you, I actually got in a discussion with somebody about what was going on, you know, with the American economy and China and how much power China has over us. And I said, yeah. And I was able to go through the whole Petrawan thing and explain to them how that's going. And they were like, wow, you're pretty smart when it comes to finances. No, I'm an idiot, but my buddy David Fish is a real genius. You know, this is the guy you got to listen to. So he'll probably be listening now to you as well. But and see, it was information I could understand and impart on somebody else. It was great. I was excited. Can you tell? So yesterday the Dow was down almost 500 points. Oh God! With my ancestral land being at the head of that thing, how did Italy? How did Italy affect the Dow here in this country?
Well, Italy has a lot of problems, financially speaking, and politically, and economically. So, you know, they had a crisis in 2011, a financial crisis, that is. They never really have recovered from it, and they've been issuing a lot of debt trying to get out of this. And yet, so they've been talking about getting out of the euro, kind of what England is wanting to do, Brexit. So they think this will solve their problems, because if doing so, they will be able to print their own money again, called the Italian lire. And they've been able to print their own bonds, and they printed a trillion of them in the last year that the European Monetary Union, or the European Monetary Bank, ECB, purchased solely, because they got to finance their way out of this thing. But they're having all kinds of problems. How they affected us is they're the third largest economy in Europe. They're the fourth largest bond market, though, in the world. And since early March, Italy really hasn't had a government, Joe, to run their country. They've had, you know, kind of gridlock, in essence. They have a parliament, is how their government is set up, with different entities within the parliament that can actually override certain portions of the parliament. It's very strange. You're trying to get your arms around it. But they wanted to assign, the president wanted to assign a new person for the finance minister that actually came out of Belgium, which is the head of the Eurozone. So he's a Euro guy, to actually put their finances in order. And he was vetoed by the president. He was assigned to come from the Eurozone to fix it, and he vetoed that. And so this is what caused the whole downturn of the European markets yesterday, actually Tuesday morning their time. Our markets received the brunt of it, the Dow being down almost 500 points, closed down 391. So we're not out of the woods, even though the markets are up today, but it definitely caused a huge swing in the market.
You know, it's amazing when I look at this, and again, we don't perceive whether it's Italy or England, or, you know, you're looking still the fight around Brexit and what's going on there. You know, you're talking about the Iranian deal now going sideways and the European Union trying to pick it up. I mean, there's a lot of things happening in the world, and the Iranian deal going sideways affects, obviously, will affect the prices of oil. I mean, kind of give us some kind of overview. You know, today's a unique day because we don't have a lot of pointed things to deal with. But give us an overview of how the Iranian deal, how what's going on with China, the new tariffs that were put on, how is this going to affect the market in the coming months?
Well, it creates uncertainty is what happens. You know, let's put this in perspective. Last year, the president, and his focus was internal in the United States. Let's repeal and replace Obamacare. Let's pass a tax bill. Let's do things internally in our country. And now, and some external, but now the shift has moved more towards external this year and a little bit of internal. Now we're shifting on trade wars, you know, trade deficits, which is causing trade wars. Getting something he campaigned upon, renegotiating the Iranian deal. That was the bad deal. We gave them money, and we didn't get what we were supposed to get in the end result, where they denuclearized. So President Trump is facing that. And, you know, this is why it's causing outward or renegotiations are causing these market volatilities that we didn't have last year. That's one reason, plus the Fed unraveling their balance sheet, which we talked about previously. That's why we're going to have a lot of market volatility for a couple of years. But this is recently is caused, you know, by, you know, back to Italy a little bit. They have all kinds of problems austerity-wise. They're trying to, you know, get their house in order. They also have this huge influx of immigrants, whole all Europe has, which has caused, you know, billions of dollars. So that's facing them and all of Europe. And they're also talking about, you know, the Brexit. So there's a huge debt burden on a fragile banking system already.
It's easy for you to say.
And I talk for a living, Joe. On a fragile banking system. And when those things, anytime you have, you know, uncertainty in a fragile banking system, it's going to cause market volatility. This is a, we should have a wake-up call from this, though, Joe. This is a debt structure that is surely going to implode. They're either going to have to Brexit, you know, on their own, or Italian exit. I don't know the word what it would be for, because they haven't talked about it yet. But Italy getting out of the euro and stand on their own two feet and start their own printing of their own money to fix their financial problems. Or there's got to get another bailout from the European Monetary Union and get a financial structure in place that will work.
You know, I always get a kick when you say that, because it's a whole bunch of countries that have no money, putting no money in a bank that has no money, giving money that they don't really have to other countries that have no money and need money. It's so confusing to me. I don't even know how that works, but we'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. David, we'll be right back. Go to see your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. More with David on the other side of the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. But you know what? Let's move into it. David Fisher joins me, and I always enjoy, I hope you do too, the time he spends with us. We're back with my buddy David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy David when he's on. You want to go ahead and check out LandmarkGold.com. That's LandmarkGold.com. David is not all about precious metals only. I mean, I bring him on the show because, you know, he gives us a good, solid understanding of what's going on with the markets, what affects the markets, what affects your money. And whether you have a boatload of money in the market, a little bit of money in the market, money buried in the backyard, David's always a good indicator. Can give us some information as to what's going on. David, thanks for being with me and with us. And thanks for talking about a bank that has no money. I just love that. What's the name of that bank again, so I don't put any money in it?
Well, the oldest bank in the world is called Monte Paschon, and it's out of Italy, and they ran into severe trouble. They're not the only Italian bank in trouble, and it's not just Italian banks. I mean, the largest bank in the world, the Deutsche Bank, or one of the largest, was in financial trouble. Still,
we haven't heard much. Yeah, we haven't heard much about them lately either, have we?
They've restructured, but they just laid off thousands and thousands of employees. They got a brand EO again. Their stock is not doing well again. They never dug themselves out of a hole. They're still trying to do risky derivative trading, you know, because the laws that we have over here don't apply to a foreign central bank. So, you know, they're trying to get their financial house in order, but it's going to be a long haul. They've had different ideas, and that's why they have a new CEO. So it's still, you don't hear much about it because they're not getting ready to go under, but they're not out of the woods either. So, but, you know, at least they're in a country called Germany, based out of Germany, that is financially sound. The Italian banks are totally different. The American banks are totally different either. But the key word here that you said, you know, here banks are trying to produce income when they have no money in a country that has no money. There's not much difference between what's happening in Italy than the United States. We should learn from this because it's just simple mathematics.
But you listen, you keep talking, and not that I disagree with you, so we're clear, but you keep talking about debt structure here in this country and how, you know, until we actually restructure our debt. But first of all, there is no political capital. There's no political will to take it on. I don't see the debt structure really much differently than the immigration issue and other issues, you know, entitlement issues. These guys will not take this stuff on because it's, you know, you don't want to hurt anybody. They're afraid. It infuriates me that these guys won't grow a spine and take this on.
When you say these guys, you're referring to our congressmen.
I'm sorry, yes, the people that we elect to take this stuff on, because I don't know what it's going to take. I think even if you cleaned out all of Congress, put a new member in every seat, I don't think anybody has the spine, and we'll keep it clean for family reasons, that anybody has the spine to take this on and make a difference. Do you?
Well, here's the problem. It's not about spine. There's people have come and gone that have had spines, and they get shut down.
Right.
Because the ones that don't have spines are motivated by political reasons of wanting to be reelected. And this is the problem. Our congressional system is set up for short-term gratification, 4 years, 8 years, or six. So what can you do to fix a financial challenge of this magnitude in 4 years is impossible. So why tackle the impossible thing and become a scapegoat in Congress and in the news media doing something that's very unpopular and viewed as such? And while that is not being done, the problem just continues to grow cancerous at levels that are now unbelievably impossible to facilitate in fixing it. So now it's not a fixable solution. Mathematically, it's impossible to pay off our debt. We will not pay it off. We just need to contain it now from it causing another 2007. And that's the problem. They're not containing it.
Yeah, yes. I'm only laughing because it's like they can see it. They must know about it. And I don't know if they even are. They're just petrified to deal with it. That's how
I see. Just think of it as a relationship. There's a problem in a relationship. The pink elephant in the room, but nobody wants to talk about it.
Right.
Does that make that thing go away? No. It just makes it go worse. And until you finally blow up and have a fight.
Yeah.
And the fight is either a benefit and builds the relationship or it severs the relationship. The longer the waiting period, the worse off the end result will be, one extreme or another. And that's what we're doing. We're waiting and waiting till the extreme, to the last minute where we're forced to do something because we don't want to talk about the elephant in the room. I'm telling you, the elephant reared his head in 2007. That's what caused problems. That's why gold has quadrupled since 2001, because the elephant in the room, and that's why we're going to have a bull market in gold, and stocks are going to severely correct within the next year or two. But this time, this is based upon sovereign debt. Not just a government, but the governments of the world called central banks that issue debt to the tune of $14 trillion in the last decade. So you have central bank debt and government debt. It's piled on heavily because this is the, quote, idea, let's print our way out of this problem. But math has shown us that you cannot get out of debt by making more debt. That's just a commonality. But this is what we're being propagated into believing, and this is why this doesn't want to be talked about. I may be the voice in the wilderness, Joe, but I'm telling you, just like I made so many market predictions, this next coming one is going to be the biggest of them all. And there's people that have nothing to do with gold that are saying the same message that I am. So this is why you got to prepare. I'm not telling you to get out of the stock market completely or sell 50% of it. I'm saying diversify. Do not have all your eggs in one basket, because the next 2007 in the near future, in the next year or two, will be much more severe than the previous 2007.
Let's start, do you think, with the real estate market? I mean, we're I'm watching this stuff. I got to tell you, David, I watch these more, you know, as you can imagine, I get all kinds of ads. I get all kinds of things because of the show and people that want to come on and talk. They're doing the 80-20s again, and in some cases they're doing 100% again when it comes to mortgages. Well, who the heck is backing these mortgages, and isn't that part of what got us into trouble to begin with?
Well, yeah, then we did what you call no-doc loans. You know, all you do is blow in a mirror to say you're a living, and you don't have to qualify for any documentation, and there's no verification. So that we're not at that level. But if we continue to go to the direction that we're going, we will be at that level. I mean, because right now there's $4 trillion in public debt, not counting mortgages. When you put, there's $1 trillion in credit card debt, $1 trillion in student loans, $1 trillion in auto loans, and $1 trillion in miscellaneous personal loans. That's $4 trillion. That's the highest it's ever been in the history of our country.
David, go
$4 trillion.
Go back to student loan debt for a second, because you're right. I think the last time I looked, it was $1.3 trillion. The average person has $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 in school debt.
Yeah, $56,000 is the average student loan based upon the amount of people in it, correct?
Right. Well, and some of the younger people that I know that I've spoken with recently, they have $70,000 and $80,000. I mean,
yeah.
That's half the mortgage payment in your house that some people take 30 years to pay off, right? I mean, these are big numbers for these young people to have to absorb. How are they? And you can't bankruptcy those away, apparently.
No, you can't.
It's going to be a problem, isn't it? Is it not going to be a problem going
yeah,
forward?
Yeah, it is. And here's what compounds the problem. It's a problem right now. It was a problem a couple of years ago, but the problem just continues to grow because there's several factors that are causing this problem to grow. The cost of education is not going down, it's going up.
Right.
The cost of interest rates, which is just a cost of borrowing money, is specifically to risk, is not going down. The feds are raising rates. So rates are going up, and the cost, somebody stepping into this to get a new loan for their new education is going to go up. So this is not getting any better. It's getting worse. So whether you have an existing loan or thinking about getting one, you're faced with an uphill climb, not a downward slope. That makes this easier. So the problem with this, and magnify the problem, is that the occupation of new qualified jobs, of jobs paying $50,000 or more to facilitate the loan structure of a student loan, those are not as many as people are led to believe. Even though unemployment reached 3.9%, quality jobs have not recovered.
And we're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. Can never get him to stop talking. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You are some messed up white people.
This is the real side. Now, let me put it real blunt. If you break the rules, show doesn't play nice. I am not talking about Roseanne right now, so you can keep calling. You know who you are. You will not be picked up until the next hour. So if you've got nothing better to do than to hit redial every 3 seconds, have at it, my friend. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. David Fisher joins us again. And take notes, write it down, because I'm telling you, the man has been right almost 90% of the time. We're back with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy when I have him on the show, and he was in the middle of a roll when I had to cut him off. And we were talking about, you know, student debt and where that's at, and really what that's going to cost, or how hard that's going to be for us to get back to, you know, for these kids, I'm sorry, these young people, these kids, in my mind, to get rid of this wage. But you were talking about the quality of wages is not rising either the way it should, weren't you?
Well, think about it this way. Somebody spends 4 years in college, runs up a $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 student loan. The payoff on that is over 25 years, let's say. But if you assess that to wage return, years ago, a student loan, if you just assigned all the wages that you were making in a two-year period, you could have paid off that student loan in the first year if you didn't have any other costs involved. You can't do that now. Now it's going to take 2 years or 3 years to pay off that student loan because most people getting out of college in any profession are not going to step into a $50,000 or $60,000 job. That's going to be bought up or consumed by somebody who already has what we call experience in that industry. And the new person coming off the graduation line is going to come in at more like a $30,000 or $35,000 pay standard than a $50,000. And this is why companies are minimizing their overheads. This is how they're doing this because that's what the current rate is. That's why you're seeing older people being forced into retirement sooner because they can hire a new person much cheaper. So this is these are some trends that our country and the world is facing that makes managing debt just even more impossible. So this is just a good small picture, and just put a few zeros behind it, quite a few, and now you have the exact same problem that the government is facing, but just on a much larger scale. The debt is growing 36% faster than the economy, which is impossible to pay down the debt. You have to have an economic boom that's booming much more faster than your debt is growing for you to get your debt paid down. And we're in a inverse relationship there. And so the idea was, let's stimulate. Well, it's not working at the level. It's going to take quite a few years for this to happen. And we will probably look back and mark my words. We will say, we didn't even break even on this deal. All we did was engulfed a huge debt load upon our country that now we will have to service.
You know, it's funny you talked about how older people having to retire early, but a lot of them aren't financially ready or even maybe mentally ready to retire because they're still doing a lot of good work, you know?
I'm talking about forced retirement where the company offers them incentive as an early retirement package, as a benefit package, and so they take that, and then what happens is they either actually retire and live off that as a lower value of a standard of living because they got to live out the duration of that money, and people are living longer, or they got to supplement it with a part-time job, which is, you know, where most of the jobs have come from. Instead of good quality jobs, $50,000-$70,000 jobs, and they're on up,
right?
We get a fast food job that's been magnified.
Yeah, and you can't listen. Before we run out of time, though, I want to shift the conversation because we never really give it enough. In my mind, my feeble little mind, we never give it enough time. You know, you've got a free white paper out, and it's titled "Time Is Up: Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Coming Great Deflate?" And by the way, I told you you need to register that term, "Great Deflate." I love that. And but give us a little oversight as to what that paper's about. Give us a little oversight as to, you know, I keep hearing about the bubble bursting and life will come to an end and we'll all be eating dog food. Give us an idea what that looks like.
Nothing like that. You know, people love the economic boom we had in 2004 through 2007. And that was an incredible boom. We're not going to have a bust like you just described, but we will have a correction. Markets will reset, and when it does, it's done when bubbles that become overly inflated burst, or when the government ignores things or intervenes in markets, or the Fed does, that adulterate the market and not let the market be a free market. So the Fed, you know, brought in all this stimulus from 2008 to 2013 called quantitative easing. Now they're getting rid of that stimulus in the form of treasuries. That was created from this recreation of money called quantitative easing. They bought treasuries. Now they're getting rid of it. So they're creating a bubble. That's why this bubble is so much bigger than the real estate bubble, because it's based upon the core of our country called treasury bills. And it's based on the core of our banking system called the Federal Reserve. And that is the most widely traded market, the largest bond market in the world, which is treasuries. When this bubble bursts, it's going to cause every market to be affected. there's other markets that could trigger this big bubble, and it could be the loans that we're talking about. It could be other influences. It might be something abroad like Italy or thereabouts, or what's going on with the European Monetary Union, or it could be this whole new thing that's coming out in the news this week that I'm writing a white paper, or not a white paper, but a newsletter on, the revamping of the Volcker Rule, which Volcker was a previous former Federal Reserve chairman, and in 2009 he proposed a banning of speculation on federally insured banks to reduce risk, and he wrote a one paragraph on that, but the Dodd-Frank 4 years later wrote 100 pages on this and imposed severe regulations on banks. That's why they didn't lend out money. Now they're going to revalue that and pull back some of the regulation, which is good. But the problem is they're throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and they're now allowing banks to do risky trades, and they can do hedging on their trades without having to document why they're doing this trade. So literally, this huge market swings that we've seen, now banks have the green light to do that. That's what caused 2007, called derivative trading. They're given the green light if this goes and gets passed through the five entities of our country, the Fed, SEC, FDIC, and the Office of Currency Controller and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. So we're setting ourselves up for another bubble that will, I think, is going to happen in 2020.
Wow. And if people, now I know I keep telling people to call you, and I know I keep telling the people, you know, where do precious metals fit into all this? Because I know you never push it, which I really very much appreciate. But people need to understand, when you talk about diversity, you're talking about precious metals, real estate, savings accounts, stocks, bonds.
Never is it wise, Joe, to put all your assets in one category. It's not wise. Would you put all your money in gold? No, that's not wise. Why is it wise to put all your money in stocks? Because your financial planner, your stockbroker, has led you to believe that. But clearly history has shown many times, and the most recent one being 2007, you had all your money in stocks and you wanted to get out. Your financial planner or stockbroker told you, 98% of them told their clients, no, stick in, you'll be fine. Well, the market went down 45%. It took 6 to 7 years for most people to get back to ground zero. While gold the first year in 2008 went up 50%, and in 2.5 years doubled and went on a multi-year run. So if you had some gold in your portfolio and didn't have 100% in stocks, you were a wise person. You diversified. If you had some cash along with your gold, when the downturn happened and your wages were cut back or you lost your job, you had some cash to fall back on. If you had all of your money in real estate instead of stocks, then you also took it in the shorts. But if you had some in both areas and had in all four areas, that you got to find a place to live. And it's better to gain equity in a real estate position called your home. Stocks in your portfolio for retirement, gold protects the whole important portfolio. It's a financial insurance policy, and cash is there in case of an emergency. So it's very wise to have a portion to 7, a portion to 8, because you do not know what tragedy may befall you. Scripture says that. That's why you've got to get diversified. But diversifying in different stocks is not true diversification, contrary to what your financial planner or stockbroker might say. So this is why gold is very important, and you want to be 2 years too early than 2 days too late, because once it happens, you're late.
Oh, no kidding.
I'd rather buy gold cheap than high.
No kidding. I agree with you. Go ahead.
So gold is going to be moving up. It moved up when Italy had their problems yesterday and today. It's going to move up as the Fed raises rates. And as we get closer to more uncertainty, people go towards certainty. So if the dollar is uncertain with treasuries, there's only one asset class left, and that's gold.
And you're going to have to listen to the podcast to find out. No, you can find David at landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. A lot coming up the next hour where, yes, we're talking about Roseanne. We'll be back shortly.